Hi, thanks for listening to another episode of Patrons and Partnerships. Our guest today is Emmanuel Payne, a local comic book artist whose first graphic novel, Jits, is releasing later this year. Good morning, Emmanuel. Thank you for agreeing to interview with us today. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Emmanuel Payne. I'm from Gainesville, Florida, and I do comic books.
What's some of the work that you've done so far?
Well, as far as books go, this will actually be the first official release, but I have done a 2 years worth of work for services, whether it be for companies who wanted to have comic books of stories about their brand to tell the kids or different things like that. So it's a lot. I've done a lot of work.
Okay, so you've done more like commercial comics?
Yeah, so far, and this is actually my first official book project for my brand.
What's the title of the work that you're going to be releasing?
So the title for the official book series is called Jits. And Jits, for people, have you ever heard of that? That
word?
Okay, so for people who don't know, Jits is a term that actually originated here in Florida. And it's a term that's used colloquially for kids or children. Instead of saying kids or young adults or children, people say Jits. So I just thought it would be cool for the kids from our communities to see a word that, hey, I've heard that word plenty of times, and then to see it on a book and then what the story entails, you know, hopefully is fun.
Did you want to talk about the story a little bit?
So yeah, of course. The story is basically it's an anthology, so there's different components and different, not every comic book or graphic novel will be about the same character. There'll be different characters, but it's all in the same universe. And so long story short, it's about the youth sports culture in Florida. So it's inspired by that, just with a funner twist to it in a way.
Okay, that sounds cool. When did you first discover your love of art?
Wow, that's a good question. To be honest, I can't even remember. My older brother, we're 10 years apart, and when I was younger at the house, he used to draw homemade comic books on like notebook paper from school, and just seeing him come up with whole stories and put them on the same paper that we had to do homework on, it was amazing. So from there, you know, as a kid, naturally, I started emulating that. And I guess around like 3 or 4, you know, like super young, I can't even remember. Like, honestly, but yeah, I've been drawing for my whole life.
And other than your brother, what artists have influenced you? Who do you look up to?
It's a mix of both as a comic book creator, because there's an art component and a literary component. So like writers and storytellers, but I don't want to mess up his name. The creator of Astro Boy. They call him the godfather of manga. I don't want to mess up his name, but yeah, him, Stan Lee, of course. And then who was Jack Kirby, who created the original Marvel Universe. So, yeah, I would say there. There's certain other artists that influence like my style here and there. Charles Schultz, who made the Peanuts, you know, different things like that. So,
and do you draw from real life a lot for your own artwork?
Now, when I was younger, that was the complex for me. Like, I couldn't take something from reality and turn it into a story. So, but now I've gotten to the point to where that's kind of the focus, is taking real life events and situations and turning them into a story, and with a purpose, to with the intent to teach, or, you know, I don't want to say like show kids different things, but through the art, yeah, tell stories.
Something that someone who picked your book up could actually see themselves in.
Yeah, hopefully that's the main focus.
And what's your goal in reaching out to children with your artwork?
Really just to give them a safe space in the regard of seeing characters who look like them doing things that they enjoy doing, and also having content that is relatable, but at the same time it teaches or has different things, because I learned a lot from comic books, reading comic books, and I hope that kids that read it are entertained, but at the same time educated in the same sense. So I try to mix up the content with the medicine and the candy formula.
Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sugar. Kids don't want more medicine than sugar. You got to mix it up right.
I mean, comics are a good way to get kids interested in reading, honestly. Definitely. So absolutely. It can be a pipeline. Yeah.
Yeah, it did it for me. I honestly, because of the two aspects of and art, but at the same time, the infrastructure of the literature with the story, telling the story, and just the artwork just reiterates what the story is saying. So, yeah, I believe that, definitely.
Do you have any formal training in art, or are you completely self-taught?
For the most part, self-taught, just like with pretty much everything, which is why I wanted to make the focus of how I created the comic book campaign, staying true to the homemade aspect of it, to keep the independence nature of what I do as a brand going in that regard. So it's all the same. But yeah, everything mostly is self-taught.
That's impressive, because comics are a lot of work.
Yes. Yes, a lot of work.
What do you think the benefits are of teaching kids to express themselves through artwork?
It gives them an opportunity to have a no-judgment zone with their creativity and what their thoughts are. You know, like, if you create a piece of art and, I don't know, I don't want to use the cliche example of the paint splatters everywhere, and somebody just sees it as a mess while the other person is like, this is art, because they see the clarity in the expression. So I feel like art is a great way for kids to express their individuality, because usually no two art pieces will ever be the same. So
how did you come to be interested in using art to reach children?
Comic books, the way that they're formatted is alone is just a great way to learn and to teach, because we hear, we learn through hearing, seeing, and then doing, you know, different things like that. So with the comic books being in the structure that they are, with the information being broken down into word bubbles, and then being the content being broken down into the panels that they're in to tell the story, it kind of is a good way to make reading fun, because you get to follow along with the words, but also you get to see the animation also. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that makes the reading better or fun.
But how did you get interested in this field?
Oh, I always wanted to be a comic book creator. Like, even when I was younger, when I started with my brother, you know, life causes us to deviate away from, but I naturally came back to it in a weird time. I came back to it. But when I came back to it, I was just like the old saying, if you let it go and it comes back, it's yours. So this has been my focus for the past 3 years, and I'm just enjoying the process.
And what do you think about the art communities here in Florida?
They're different. They're Florida is a unique place, and Florida is the main inspiration behind the series itself, from the dialogue to the content. And with the art community in Florida, we create from a different space. You know, we have different sites or inspirations that places you can't find anywhere else in the world. So the communities, and they're tight knits too. Like people are it's a great community of togetherness with people who support one another's art and keep pushing the culture forward in that regard.
Do you interact with the community a lot here?
Well, yeah, locally, I just started getting more involved. Like, I work with a lady that does artwork, but she only designs it for clothes. Things like that, like animates, hand-drawn animation that looks like it came from a print shop, but she drew it hand. You know, different things like that. Like, I'm starting to work more in the community, but a lot of the community that I'm a part of is, like, other places in Florida, but it's still all Florida to me.
Where are you actually from?
I'm from here, but I move around a lot. Okay. Thankfully, with business, yeah. So yeah. But I love Florida, but Florida boy, yeah.
Same, born and raised here.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you know, we take trips to go on vacation. Our home is vacation, but we just take trips, you know, stuff like that.
I think Gainesville's a little bit. I don't know a lot about other Florida art communities, so I'm sort of like, I'm not sure how accurate this is, but I feel like Gainesville is a bit strange in Florida, because we actually have like SAW here, the Sequential Artist Workshop. Yeah. So out of communities in Florida, I feel like we have a stronger comics community, even though it's still pretty small, technically.
But see, I didn't even know about them until you just said that.
Like, you didn't know about Saw?
No.
Oh, you should reach out to Saw. That's like, comics is the whole thing they do. The library has workshops with them sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, see, I'm extra glad I came now, so thank you. we'll talk about that off mic.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about that we didn't discuss?
We could talk about anything, but not really. I'm just happy for the opportunity again that you guys invited me on, and I'm looking forward to Free Comic Book Day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Us too. Excited for it.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have one more question.
Okay, cool.
What's your favorite work that you've created so far?
I would have to say the project that I'm working on for this year, which mm-hmm. is the official, but I've done so many comic books for the whole collection so far that I want to release a special deluxe aspect to it and have some fun perks in it with augmented reality and different little things like that integrated into the comic book.
Augmented reality?
Yeah. We're partnered with a tech company based in Turkey called CXO Card, and we have done merch in the past that if you download the free app and you hold your phone to it, the video will play from the shirt to your phone. So I integrated that into the comic books for the kids because I feel like, you know, kids usually have their phones and things like that. So the augmented reality aspect will be a part of it, as well as quick response codes, which allow kids to scan the QR code and read the comic book from the QR code to their phone.
Okay, that's cool. Are you into webcomics at all?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you know, probably not, Homestuck?
No.
No? Okay. No.
What is it about?
I could not even begin to explain Homestuck. It's its own thing. It like completely changed the face of online webcomics.
Yeah?
It just...
Oh, that's cool.
Using the augmented reality makes me think of the comics like Homestuck, where it would integrate like little video games and videos.
Yeah, definitely. Things like that. Whoever they are, shout out to them, because it is important, I feel, to bring your own... originality, and as well as things that you might specialize in, into what it is that your craft is.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool, and I think the kids will have fun with that. But that's cool, having a video game aspect to a comic book.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it made me think of. So I look forward to seeing that. I look forward to seeing how you integrate that.
Definitely. I'll be sure that you get an augmented reality print next week. I thought that they were going to be in this week for today, but they'll be in at the end of this week. So I'll be sure you get one.
Cool. I look forward to that.
Thank you.
I think that's all we had, unless there was something else you wanted to talk about. You're all good?
I'm good. Thank you.
All right, Emmanuel, thank you so much. We look forward to seeing your work.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for listening to Patrons and Partnerships. If you know of an individual or organization you'd like to recommend for an interview, email us at lpsfprogram@gmail.com. To listen to more episodes, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.